What would happen if you crossed the master of the macabre, Alfred Hitchcock, with British comedian Benny Hill? I think you would get something that resembles the 39 Steps, the current hilarious production being offered by Swift Creek Mill Playhouse. While some may take issue with its farce-like, over-the-top manic approach, I found the evening to be very entertaining, and the energy expended by the actors would be enough to light a medium-sized city during a blackout. Based on the novel and film of the same name, this version takes a great deal of liberty with the story of saboteurs in Great Britain trying to spirit off military secrets, and only one ordinary man can stop them. Trouble is, that one ordinary man, Richard Hannay, played winningly by the underused Dan Stackhouse, has been framed for murder, and all he knows is he needs to find out the meaning of the phrase, the 39 Steps. Stackhouse is in almost constant motion throughout the play, and running that long in a wool coat has got to be tough. In the role of three very different women is the also underused Kay Strong. It's been a long time since I've had the chance to see Strong perform, and she hasn't lost a step. Her comedic timing is very good, and she adds a great deal to the hilarity of the evening. Rounding out the cast are Frank Creasy and Steve King, who assume a number of roles Greater Tuna style. While their accents are all over the place, it merely adds to the insanity, and much of their characterizations are accomplished with a quick change of hats and attitudes. Director and set designer Tom Witt has worked his slapstick to perfect timing, and the staging is among the most clever I've seen in years. Be sure to look closely at the scene on the top of the train and watch how Witt works his stage magic. He is in top form along with his lighting designer Joe Doran and sound designer Paul Deese. Doran's lights give the stage motion, and Deese has created a soundscape that is respectful of the original music and sound effects that are sometimes realistic and sometimes a punchline. Marlon Cravey's costumes run the gamut from British sophisticate to femme fatale to Scottish country bumpkin with ease. Like the previously mentioned Greater Tuna or The Mystery of Irma Vep, both of which have been performed at Swift Creek, the quick change artistry of the actors adds a great deal to the enjoyment. Audiences may be divided, but the vast majority of people will find the evening enjoyable and just plain fun. Sometimes we forget that theater doesn't always have to be serious and life-changing. Every so often, it's good to get out and just have an enjoyable evening laughing and being a little silly. If you can't let go and just have fun, then tell yourself you're lowering your stress level, reducing your blood pressure, or just laughing hard in order to get in a little exercise. Whatever your excuse, it's a good reason to get out and enjoy the madness that is the 39 Steps. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.